Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everybody. Welcome to Conversations with AMA. I'm your host and co-host, Avon, and my co-host, Angela, is on the line, and our frequent contributor, Susie, is going to be joining us this evening. And tonight's topic is how to change your life. And for everyone, the call-in number is 515-605-9322. And now I would like to speak to my co-host. Angela, how are you doing tonight, sister?
I am doing fantastic. I am just so being blessed. And I'm thanking God that I made it another day. So, yeah, I have the Super Bowl on in the house, you know. So, I'm relaxing.
And as you should. You had a busy week, as usual, so you should be able to relax and enjoy yourself. Have your Super Bowl celebration, you know, no problem. But our fans, they appreciate that you joined us tonight and bless us with your presence.
I can't bring as much wisdom as you do, but I'll try.
Oh, don't even start. Don't you start. Don't even start.
You know, don't let you start tapping in. You take away the show. You know how you tap in, Avon. You start to tap in.
We're going
to tap. You start talking to Christ himself. You're like, huh? I can't imagine. I think that's the co-host on the show right now. I mean, our special contributor, Susie. Hold on. Is that you, Susie? Beautiful.
Shoot. Hello, beloved. How are
Hi,
you?
Hi, baby. This is how we do it.
This is how we do it, love. All the way. My friends are listening in London. They're listening. I just spoke to them not too long ago, and I told them where you guys were. They found you. So they are listening intently. That's their first time hearing us here in these United States. So they're listening intently for advice and how they can flip it. They're in their 30s and their 40s. So hopefully if they have anything to lend, and I know they do, they will call us if they're not too shy. So,
how are we going to get this on?
Yes. We're now international. You know, they say when someone in another country knows you, you're international. It only takes one person.
I accept.
All right, check that. Yes, beloved, check that. All right. How are we going to kick this off? Because I've been making mad notes for you.
All right, now we want to do this. So let's begin, ladies. So I have some thoughts I want to share with you, and then, you know, I want your thoughts and your feedback on this, and I want you to jump right in. So I'm going to start it off and put the groundwork out there. So tonight's topic again is how to change your life.
Yes.
And I would ask first, why or what would make one want to change? To me, that is a signal that inner work is needed. And like some of the signals that I would pick up that you would get from that is a restlessness where you can't relax. There is an inner nagging. You're irritable with your routine in life, with the people around you. And so, you know, those are signals and triggers to me. Like for myself, I live it all the time, and I knew that I was in that state that I needed to change something because yesterday when I spoke with Angela, I told her, I said, Angela, you know, because we were discussing the show, we were talking about how to bring it in and what were we going to talk about. And then yesterday when I talked to her, I said, you know, I was in my feelings yesterday. And I felt heat, you know what I'm saying? I said, okay, Angela, we're going to bring the heat. I said, let's bring the heat. Because I was like, whatever that was. But then today, this morning, I was emotional. I said, what is going on here? So, you know, like, what is happening? So I said, all right. I said, so we're going to deal with this. I said, I'm seeing these two things, these dynamics are going on within myself. I said, so what I need to do. Now, sometimes when I do that, and these are some of the things that I think about when I'm talking about inner work, and one is to recognize and listen to the voice within. That's one.
Mm-hmm.
And then another is, what is it saying to you? And then third is, ask yourself, what do you want or need? And you know what? And what I come to realize, a lot of times, many people don't know what they want or what they like, but they know what they don't like and what they don't need.
And waste all that good time.
But that's the way that it is. You notice that, right? So a lot of, but what you got to do with that is, look, if you can start with, that's all you got, then you start with what you don't like, and then you can figure out what you do like and what you do need. You just flip it. And then at some point, you need to know your value and your worth. And then invest in you, and then people will invest in you also as well. So what are your thoughts on that? What do you
No, big time. This is big time. I'm telling you right now, I saw a video. My friend sent me a video about how do you know when you're transforming? How do you know when you're changing? I said, you know what? Let me just Google that and see what's out there. And my phone blew up. I said, you know what? Let me take my time and go through this. And there's a ton of stuff on there. When do you know you're burning out? When do you know you're in a bad emotional state? Not really bad, but changing and not know what to call it. There, you know, how do you know when your emotions are bottled up and what to do with it? So you're right on point, my love, when you say, yes, you need to listen and be still. You need to be still and give that part of you a voice and wait for that instruction to come. Most of us don't do that, right? So first of all, we recognize there's a voice. Something is buzzing. Something is wanting to come out. The other part is trying to find the voice is saying, are you in tune? Are you making it up? What are you doing? You know, do you have that ability to tap into that true spiritual side of yourself? Because it really is the person themselves. I believe it's about the person themselves. What your past experience is, you know, how you were brought up, what were you inculcated with? Are indoctrinated with, what did you witness, what you see, all those things are bottled up if we do not have someone to speak to. So that's the other thing. What is this voice saying? And what do you want from me? Two things jump out at me. There's this series that was on Channel 13 about the inner child. And I am telling you and everyone that's listening, if that inner child is not satisfied, you're finding someone that's acting out. And it doesn't have to be a 5-year-old. It doesn't have to be a 17-year-old. We're all adults with that child in us. So if something traumatic happened, at whatever age that trauma is, that little girl or boy is inside. And when they can't manage a situation, that's who will show up. And that is the one that will wreck everything because they're out of control. Why? Because you have not protected them. You haven't loved them, and you haven't nurtured them. That's one aspect of our personality. There are many aspects. And the other thing is, guess what? You could absolutely be going through a transformational situation, a transformational time in your life, because remember they're saying that 2020 was the hindsight, right? That's when everything in the dark was revealed, 2020. So here we are. What is 2021? 3 sevens are 21. 7 is the number of the priest, right? So we are going to begin to now seek out each other. Like I have you and Angie as my priestesses. That's who I see you as. You're my sister. So I bounce everything off my sister, number one, because I trust my sister to tell me the exact truth. Don't try to spare me anything, because that's exactly where I am right now. I need for you to tell me the truth about what I shared with you and how to manage it. So ladies, gentlemen who are listening, if you don't know that one true person, I suggest you find that one true person. Nine times out of ten, it's you.
Exactly. But what would you suggest to people if they don't know where to start? And do like it's
well,
so
this
you're
is, this
right.
Is,
you got to look in yourself.
Yes.
But it's not,
well,
you
the good
to
thing is. The good thing is that we have so much information out there to help us. There are so many people in front of us to help us. So my first bet would be, my favorite quote would be, know thyself. Because if you don't know yourself, how are you going to select a friend to trust? Right? Because if you start analyzing yourself by yourself, guess what? You're going to end up in the same square. You can't. You can't. It's not something you could do by yourself. So you have an option. You can try to help yourself, which means professional help. Most of us in our community don't believe in that. We know our men don't believe in going to a therapist, so we find our own therapy. Nine times out of ten, I think you loop and come right back to square one, because therapists are trained, and your therapist doesn't necessarily have to be someone that's MD. Or social worker, or what have you. Your therapist can be your Baba. It can be your Ia. It could be someone in the spiritual community that really knows a little bit more than you and can say, wait a minute, have you tried this, this, and this? Well, once you identify these three things, probably we can build on that. So that's my first approach. So for me, it's a spiritual journey. I call it the El Camino. For me, it's my El Camino. So everything I'm experiencing, my friends that come into my life, everything I'm experiencing is to move me forward.
Right.
And hopefully our brothers and sisters that are listening can identify that person. If it's not a family member or a family friend or your best friend, someone that knows you, and it's so hard now to identify someone that knows you since you were in your, you know, you were 10 years old or in your teens or in your 20s. But if you have that person, this is the person you begin to trust on a deeper level. So here we are, 3 sevens of 21, right? So it seems as if we have three cycles within this 2021 year to deal with. And we know that 7 is a lucky number. So, you know, my thing is to try things at 7 in the morning, 7 in the afternoon, right? On the 7th day, do something, activate something. Because guess what? Your true self is waiting on you to show up. Your true self is waiting on you to show up. That's the real day. I'm inspired by Avon and Angie as sisters in my life. When I think about them, when I think about myself, I think about the women in my life. And I have 5 key women in my life that I can say anything to, and I am super grateful for that. I'm ecstatic that I have that access to the universe and to these mothers that can check me and can tell me what the truth is. Not that I don't have, you know, male friends, but my girls are at the top of my game. They're at the top of my list. So for me, I go to my girls first, bottom line. And I hope those of us that are listening will really turn to your friend, if it's your mother, your aunt, your sister, somebody that knows you when you were very young, or when something excellent happened in your life and you shared it, or something traumatic. It doesn't have to be traumatic all the time, but we need that one person at this point, because it's like we're just coming off of a shipwreck from 2020, and everybody is dazed. Everybody is dazed. So our best bet is to go within, because my father always says that. He says, go within so you don't go without. And that's beckoning your self-sufficiency. How self-sufficient are you? And if you don't have that right now, who are the people in your life that can say, wait a minute, here is what I think about your situation. I've known you. These are the things you might need to look at. and help you walk through it. Those people are far and few in between. So if you have one, hold them tight.
I agree. I totally agree.
Yes, yes.
Okay.
Yes, yes. Real talk.
Yes. And Angela, what are your thoughts?
Hey. Well, first of all, I would like to say hello to everyone, and thank you for all our callers for calling in and joining us in our new show. So
yes.
Thank you. Thank you,
yes.
Susie,
welcome.
For being a frequent contributor,
yes.
To us. Thank you so
thank
much.
Thank you.
Yes. And all
thank
the inspiration and motivation. Yeah.
Yes,
for
yes.
All the motivation and inspiration you have given me. But one of the things
yes,
I would like to say in the book, Jim Rohn, Jim Rohn is one of my motivators as an inspiring motivational speaker. He's no longer here,
yes.
But in
yes.
his book, The Master Motivator: Secrets of Inspiring
yes.
Leadership, he quoted something that I often think of. He said, "We find ourselves by losing ourselves." Okay. So we find ourselves by losing ourselves. And it's something like what Jesus said, paraphrasing, to be reborn again.
Mm-hmm.
So you got to be ready
mm-hmm.
to be reborn again, okay? And
yeah.
by being reborn again is or losing yourself is, first of all, taking full responsibility of your life. And that includes the things that you allowed in your life, the people you allow
mm-hmm.
in your life, the circumstances
sure.
you allowed in your life, and
yes, yes.
And what you did in your life. Take full responsibility
mm-hmm.
without blaming others. And as women,
they
not
are.
Beating up on women,
yes.
We
yes,
tend
yes,
to
yes.
we tend to blame men for all our problems.
Mm-hmm.
So that's not losing ourselves. That's saying that we powerless. And if you know anything about
yes.
feminine energy, that's far from the truth. So we don't tap into that
yes.
as women, you know. So
yes.
to change your life, you have to first take responsibility and understand that you have control of your life. That's number one. Because
yes.
if you're blaming your
yes.
man, your husband, your brother, your sister,
mm-hmm.
your neighbor, then you're not showing real accountability. You're not. You're still telling the universe that you are not responsible, and you
yes.
can't have these conflicting thoughts of sending to the universe. It's duality, hot, cold, happy, sad.
Mm.
You know. So it's a duality going on here. So you have to be able to send out a clear message for yourself, for others, and for the universe that you are ready to make change, okay? And one of them is being accountable, taking responsibility, don't blame others, and I will also say don't isolate yourself. That's another that, you know, a lot
mm-hmm.
of times when we feel that we want to make change, the first thing we do, we try to isolate ourselves. Okay,
yeah.
And isolation is the worst part because you get caught up and you find yourself by yourself. And like you were saying, Susie, you can't really learn from that. You can't
because that's how you got to the point where you're asking a question.
Exactly.
You're asking yourself,
so now
what's wrong?
You have to realize that you have to take your power back. Okay,
oh,
you have to take your power back, and you have to be taking your power back is by telling yourself that I'm gonna plan my life. You have to be responsible for planning your life. That means take charge
yeah.
of your own future. Okay, taking charge of your own future and deciding what you really want out of life. Like for instance, women will say, "Oh, well, I want a man that you know." That can provide for me, but then they go, they choose the opposite.
See.
Oh, I want a man that do this, and then they choose. Oh, I want a job that's gonna give me fulfillment, and then they land themselves at a job that do the opposite. Right?
See.
We see it all the time. People
yes.
say
yes.
people say this is what they want, but understanding what you want and why you want it, and guess what? If you don't know, ask. Start asking yourself, why I want these things. Some of the things that we want is not really, we say we want them, but question yourself about everything that you're doing in your life. It's renewing of the mind. And that was quoted in the Bible as well, when Jesus said, renewing your mind, paraphrasing, okay?
Yes,
renew
yes.
your mind constantly, okay? And I'm like, to reiterate what you said, on a spiritual journey, because your spirit, everything, it's like we are human beings going through, we are spiritual beings going through a human experience. Okay, number one is taking charge of your life. You understand? And by doing certain things, planning your life, having mentors and coaches that and people that support the ideas that you feel you want. Because a lot of times, a lot of our family and friends, we come to them with stuff and they knock it down and discourage us.
Yeah.
You understand? And that's you got to be careful, because when you're going through a change, you're like a baby.
Yeah.
You know, you're not strong enough because you're going through it. You're changing your life. So when you go through change, there's a number of things that happen. Okay? So there's your belief systems. You have to start questioning your belief system. And that's why Jim Rohn said, just, you know, he suggested, you know, we find ourselves by when we lose ourselves. Because now you have to question everything that you was doing, you know, your personal values, your personal belief system, why you do the things that you do. And all of that will help you change your life.
Yeah, I share that. Yes. It is. It really is about you. It really is about you. And if some of us, if we are not selfish, people take over your life and run your life. And before you know it, you're in that ditch you can't get out of, in a situation you are not familiar with. So, yeah, it begins with you. Sister Avon say?
Absolutely.
No.
And, you know, boy, oh, boy, I had to learn that one over and over and over again, and taking accountability. And sometimes that is a hard pill to swallow. When you see things start happening, and you say,
did I do that?
I am responsible for that. Oh, and that thing is like, But once you start doing that, then you will start changing how you move, and you'll start to think differently, you know. But I want you to know that you ladies said a lot of things that were great and profound, but you know what we're going to need to do? We're going to need to do another part to this show, because you said what it was, but now we need to break it down and give examples of what that looks like. So you said a lot of things,
but
it was very good for those that know, but there are some, they say, we hear you, we got that, and we've seen it happen, we know it, but we still don't know the steps of how it's supposed to look. In fact, I hear what you're saying, but I need the steps I need you to walk me through it. You know what I'm saying?
We give
instruction, but you got to walk people through it as well.
I don't know.
Do we want to take some calls now?
We're going to take some calls. But one of the things I would like to say, we can take one or two calls. But one of the things I would like to say, when you're making change, a lot of people have the tools already in their life to make changes, but they get discouraged along the way. Avon, you're not big on this. You're like, tap in, get yourself together. But one thing I will say, until you change your life, while you're on the path of changing your life, I would say help others. Help others.
That's what I'm saying. But that's
you understand why you're on your path, because no, you don't all the time. You don't agree with that all the time.
But listen to what I just said. Angela, what did I just now say? I said, we know it, and we're given instruction, but I said, we got to do this. Yeah, you heard what I said. Still be tapping here.
No, because Avon say, Avon's like, you know, you got to be, you know, you got to be able to do it yourself, but sometimes you don't You don't have to be perfect, or you might not know all the steps to do it yourself, but you still got some skills. You're 40, 50 years old, even 30, or even 20, basically. You have some type of skills you could give somebody. You don't have to sit around on your couch twiddling your thumb talking about, I'm going to wait till I get perfect to do it. You got some type of skills one night. You know what I'm saying? You have skills.
Man,
one day.
I hope
you
nobody's
have,
doing
let me
that.
Take me another, let me take another glass, another shot of my wine so I could get on Avon tonight.
All right. Oh,
hey,
baby, let's bring it. Let's do this.
Well, no, you don't have to. You don't have to. You don't have to sit on. You don't have to sit on your couch and say, you know what? I'm gonna be perfect to do such and such. And I'm, because you know what the funny thing is, when you helping someone else and you start seeing their problems, you start seeing their dilemmas and what they're going through. You're like, yo, I could do this. You start getting motivated.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sometimes,
and
you
always,
you're going through
when
it,
you're in the
thin.
Middle, when you're in the middle of your crisis, and somebody asks you for help, and you could stop, pause, and help them, because I've done that. I've done that.
Yeah.
Straight up, stop in the middle of my junk and say, "Oh snap, this is really bad."
And then, don't it make you change your perspective? Don't it make you change your perspective of what you're going through? You like. Let me tell you something. I have a sister, and I hope she don't hang up. Sheena,
very
baby.
Small.
Let me just say this. I have a sister on the line right now, right, whose son transpired. Her name is Sheena. She's on the line. Sheena, baby, don't hang up. And she is an amazing woman. Hi, Sheena. You can speak.
Hi, Sheena. Good night.
Oh,
my gosh. Wow. Look at you
this
sharing.
I love this lady.
I'm talking about.
Let me tell you something. You see this lady. You hear this lady, her voice and everything. I love her so much that, you know, she's been through so much. And the resiliency and the dedication and the holding on, okay, that she showed and that she really struggled for. That's change.
Yeah.
You understand what I'm saying? That's change.
That's real transformation.
When you going
that's
through a real, right, that's transform. When you're going through a battle, you know
that's
what I'm
right.
saying? You lost a child. And you trying to hold on first. Before you even know what you're going to do, you're just trying to hold on. That is transformation. That's changing your life. She said, I'm not giving up. I'm a whole moon. So, Sissy, I really appreciate you, and I love you so much.
Wow.
I appreciate you more. I appreciate you more. I appreciate all you guys, everybody, all beautiful women, all beautiful men. And I just have to keep the will to survive. You know, I have the will to survive, and I'm going to keep that because that's what my son would want. And so, and that goes on. But, you know, it's going to be, it's hard, but, you know, I got to find my inner strength and channel it. And that's what I've been doing. Yeah.
Well, we encircle you, sister. We are holding
you
in that circle. You have my number. Whatever you need or want, you got that. Because that's no easy walk right there. So you to be standing now is amazing. It's amazing.
Right.
And yet we know thousands of women that are in that position and still stand. They are not stopping. They are not stopping. It's like the energy. The best part of that person that you lost is with you.
Those
hands on your back to hold you and push you forward and hold you up, that is that energy for me. That is this unbelievable spiritual experience because everybody's expecting you to fall out. You know what? I might do that when I'm by myself. But the fact is that the true energy comes through when you have friends that can speak about you in this way and show how you demonstrate your strength that all of us are constantly looking for when you think something is just a pie is going to fall out the sky now and the sky is falling. What's next?
That's right.
I think. Yeah,
and you know what, Avon?
Deep stuff.
I'm sorry. Answer, what are the steps? Sheena just said it. The first step is the will to survive.
Will to survive,
That's the first step. How to change your life. Number one, the will to survive.
So that's
what we have to embrace.
And it is. If you are not in physical danger, then it's your spiritual self that's in danger.
Yeah.
Your spiritual, right. We say spiritual self, they say your psychological self. I say my spiritual self is in danger
right.
when it's not your physical self in danger, it's your spiritual self. And that's
yeah.
where you find the will to hold on, because you're not giving up your physical self. You're not
right.
going to move one inch and give them any part of your spirit, because
mm.
that's for bigger things. That's for bigger things. So, yeah, my sister, salute. Hats off. A champagne all around for all of us.
Yeah.
Yes.
Thank you.
That
Thank
is
you.
Amazing, amazing stuff. Mm-mm-mm-mm.
Yes.
Thank
yes,
you.
Yes,
yes.
Tell it.
So
tell
thank
it,
you, Sheena, for contributing
is.
Tonight. And just to say publicly, I appreciate you. I appreciate you holding on. I appreciate your will to survive. I love you. And as always,
helping me, keeping me strong, being, you know, a part of my strength and a part of my backbone. You know, you guys, you all, especially on, you know, my clear warriors, I mean, they have, like, contributed to a lot of, to the strength that
there
I have.
There you go. There it is. Spiritual self.
And
yes.
I can't tell you enough how grateful to God that I am for putting this in my life. Like, I don't know.
That's
how.
Yeah, I'm grateful that Angie shares you with us. I am grateful that Angie shares you with us and not saying to us, oh, my friend is under the ground. This is amazing. It's amazing.
That's right.
That you are here as a testament to what your spiritual strength is. That's what that is.
Yeah.
Because remember, the physical can always get harmed, but they cannot take over your spiritual, your intention is to hold on. They can't touch that.
Ooh,
so
you
are a guiding light. You are a light post out there, the lighthouse. You are the lighthouse out there for the rest of us and those that are listening. Big respect.
Yeah.
Big up.
And
big up.
I have to get on my job, which is help other mothers out there in the vicinity that I am in, because I've already said this is one of the things that I believe that I'm called to do. To uplift them and help, and you know, help them find their inner strength as well. But you know, too. So I want to contribute in that way, you know, to try to help them. And it speaks to what Angie was just saying about helping others while you still need help too. You know.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I think that's very necessary, and it does not take that much. If you have a community center, that community center is supposed to give you that room.
Yeah.
That community center is supposed to give you that room, because we have therapists and PhDs and social workers. You are just a mommy. And once you put that clarion call out for help, they will show up.
And one thing about that community one thing about that community that I live in upstate Kingston, New York, the way that they was there for me and looked, you know, and just celebrated my child, because Christopher in his 18 years did a lot. You know, he was a part of a basketball team and of his college, and he was a basketball team in his high school. Just in a beautiful spirit, just a go getter, you know. So they appreciated him. You know what I mean?
The support is there. You know, unlike a lot of mommies, the support isn't there. The network isn't there. Well, if it's not there, guess what? We build it.
That's right.
I told her that.
If we can do the magic in 9 months, and Christopher shows up in 9 months and be this phenomenal person, guess what?
Mm-hmm.
You can do that again. You can build
that. That's right.
You can build that. That's not hard. You can build
because
we invented the game. We taught them how to play the game, and we know when the game ends.
That's right.
That's all woman energy, like Angie said. That's woman energy. Left, right, center, up and down, all of it. Yeah, I know a lot of men think they know game, but women invented the game.
That's beyond
history. This is ancient stuff we're talking about. All day, every day. And when a man comes to respect the strength, the spiritual strength of a woman, that's a whole nother level, because now you have two sides of the coin becoming one.
Right.
to really support each other and show up in the community in a positive way.
That's right.
You're taking this down, Nishina. You're doing this thing.
Yeah.
You're doing this thing. So, get that up and running. Just do a flyer and post the flyer in the school, at the community room, at church, at the supermarket, and just see who shows up.
That's true.
See who shows
That's
up.
True.
Because those are the true warriors right there. They want to show their face and they want to help. Those are the true warriors that no matter what it is, you are going to persevere because your spiritual self says, not today. You're not getting me today.
That's right.
You tried. You tried, but you're not getting me today.
That's right.
So, oh, yes. The spear and the shield is out.
Mm-mm.
So whoever has to come at you, they better come correct.
Correct. That's right. Okay.
They better come correct. Real talk.
Love it.
Really. Yeah. Everything, my love, everything you can do to create an altar to yourself, everything positive that you can do, everyone that was kind to you, pictures of them, always you create an altar to yourself. I recently spoke to a friend of mine that I didn't even realize I was mentoring her. Her mom passed away, and I resemble her mom, and we became close after that, and now she's married with two gorgeous kids. One for me, the girl for me is on my birthday. I was like, stop playing. She's like, yeah, she was born on your birthday, and I was like, I was floored. And she like, look up my house. I created an altar like you told me to, everything about me. And it is. We don't do that as women. We serve everyone else. And guess what? We could take care of ourselves and take care of everyone too because we're designed that way.
That's designed.
It's automatic. Some of us don't have that sister in your corner that said, hold up. We're taking a vacation and we're taking a break, even if it's for the day and not answer your phone. So you have to take care of yourself first because guess what? No one takes care of you better than you.
That's right.
The true bottom line right there.
That's awesome.
We're having a spa day. We're getting our nails done, turning off the phone. We're not helping anybody else.
That's right.
You see?
Wow.
So that's how you begin to save yourself and you have your advisors. My advisors are here on the phone right now, Avon and Angie. Those are my advisors.
Yes.
And I take what they say very seriously. I don't walk away from it. It might not be pleasant to hear sometimes, but I prefer that than me trip on my face and mess up my teeth. I'm not with that.
Absolutely.
So it's super important to do that. And every day you go out, make sure you're pulled together. Every day you go out, make sure you are pulled together.
Right.
You dig? Because now you are the shining example of what is going down in our community, and most of us don't have the wherewithal to do that. Some of us will fall down a lot, but here you are. You are the example. So please promise me you will not go out that door unless you are pulled together and snatched. Yes, you must.
I promise you, I will not go out.
I'm loving it. I'm loving it.
Together, okay.
Yeah,
I promise
please.
You that.
Yeah.
I'll give you my
word
on it.
Yeah. I know we went over time, but I think it's still being recorded. I'm not sure because Avon set it up for 30 minutes. We could have went longer, but I didn't know 30 minutes would go so fast. So, Avon.
Yes, that's true.
Yes, ma'am.
Any closing statements, Sheena? Thank you. So, first of all, thank you so much, Sheena. I know I put you on the spot, but it was beautiful still. Your energy, your spirit, your motivation. You very inspirational.
Thank you.
So, thanks a lot, Sheena. I appreciate you. And I see you in a few because you're supposed to be coming to my house anyway.
Yeah, I'm about to be in the cab.
So I ain't forget about that, Sheena. I ain't forget about that. And I got something here for you. So Avon.
Yes, ma'am. My closing thoughts are this was a beautiful broadcast. I love what my sisters had to say today.
It was beautiful,
and I'm sure it was heartfelt. And those, our listening audience, got a lot from it. and they will continue to get much more from us because we're here for you. And I want to say I love you, sisters, and, you know, thanks again.
Love you.
I love y'all, and for all the callers that came in, that called in, we sorry we didn't get a chance to get to bring
we
you
can't,
in.
We can't say sorry because why? Why? Because Angie is creating a website that you can go to and get all the follow-up information. That's under construction, people. That's under construction. It's about to be so hot. It's about to be so hot because Angie's getting ready to do her thing. So, yes.
Thank you.
Do that. And all the additional information, everything we spoke about, all my notes is going to be available for that website to share.
Okay. All right. Good night, ladies.
Night, my love.
Nice to meet you.
All right,
I'm sorry.
Christina, it's Avon. Love you.
Love you too. Good night.
Okay, good night, ladies.
Night, my love.